Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Sarah LaDuke.
Performance is all about state of mind. The hardest thing is to do something which is close to nothing because it's demanding all of you.
Marina Abramovich is one of the seminal artists of our time. Since the beginning of her career in Yugoslavia in the early 1970s, she's pioneered the use of performance as a visual art form, and she has created some of the most historic early performance and is still making important durational works. Marina Abramovich recently announced the development of the Marina Abramovich Institute for the Preservation of Performance Art in Hudson, New York. In the spring of 2010, she had her first major retrospective in the United States, the Museum of Modern Art in New York City, and simultaneously performed for more than 700 hours, sitting in a chair, gazing into the eyes of people who came from all over the world to sit across from her. That piece was entitled The Artist is Present. In other spaces at MoMA, performance artists trained by Marina recreated pieces from her decades of work. The retrospective was the first of its kind that MoMA has ever done, and in the months leading up to its opening and during the installation, the documentary film Marina Abramovich, The Artist is Present was filmed by director Matthew Aukers. The film is screening as part of the Berkshire International Film Festival on Friday, June 1st at 7:30 at the Mahewi in Great Barrington. I spoke with Marina Abramovich recently, via phone, she was in Brazil, and began by asking whose idea it was to make the movie.
You know, it's happened very spontaneous. I was in the dinner time at the friend's house with the Klaus Wiesenbach, and there was a producer of the show of Force, also for the dinner, and there just was a spontaneous conversation, like, what are you doing, what you're doing? And we were saying, we are just working on this retrospective. And then I said, what are you doing? And they said, we are making documentaries. And I said, what kind of documentaries? And then Jeffrey Dupre explained to me that the last one was staying on the carrier ship, you know, for the soldiers going to Iraq. And I said, but how long was this documentary? I said, well, we followed them for 6 months, and we interviewed 4,000 soldiers. Mm-hmm. And this was for me like, what? Pretty long durational thing. So I want to know more. And he promised me to give me the cassettes of this film. So I watched them. And then he said, maybe we could make documentary of making of. And this preparation for the MoMA. And that's how we started. And then 2 weeks later, I met Matthew Aukers, the filmmaker, and then he say, this could be interesting to do, what are you doing right now? I say, you know, in 5 days, I have to go to a countryside to make the workshop with the students to prepare them for this free performer, a young artist. And also, Ula is coming, which is my old partner, to visit me. And then he said, oh my God, we don't have time to raise the money because there's 2 events that's happening like next week. We have to film them anyway. And he just came and started filming. And that's how we first start filming and then look for the funds how to make it.
Speaking of the workshop that you ran in the countryside to train the young artists to perform your previous works, how did you decide what you would have them do? How did you know what they needed to do to be ready for that?
Oh, you know, a workshop in the house I do already since the last 25 years of my career, very early stage. Especially when I start working with Ulay, we decide that we need certain preparation to make the performance work. So the first workshops we was doing just 2 of us, and then developing the idea more and more. And then when it was invited to do lectures in academies, we found that much more beneficial is to take students in nature and work on the conditioning, on the self-perception, willpower, you know, endurance, and so on. So we create from different cultures mix that works for us and that works also for the students. So when I was doing this, I knew that I would like to do Paint the House for the MoMA. That will be a combination of different exercises because they have to be slow, they have to be motionless, they have to, you know, really have concentration, which all these qualities living in Europe people don't have.
Well, you sat for The Artist is Present at MoMA. Some people came and sat across from you more than once. When they did you recognize them, or were there so many people that you couldn't, and maybe you weren't looking at people in such a way that you would anyway?
I almost know every face sitting across from me. And right now, when we are showing the film 2 times in MoMA. The one is for general public, and on a special next screening for all the people who sit more than 12 times with me. for the performer who performed in the museum, mm-hmm. and for 65 guards who also come and sit with me in the free time. And these kind of people are my family.
Speaking of people who are, it would seem to me, would be like your family, the people who speak about you to the camera in the documentary, they you know, they talk about you the way they know you, explaining how they know you and what their perception is of you to the documentary audience. What does it mean for you to watch your friends and collaborators talk about you that way to the camera?
I just can say that I saw this movie 3 times and will never see again.
Uh-huh.
Because it's too emotional for me and I can't deal with that. It's extremely emotional film. And you know, the film is, I'm very vulnerable in this film. And mm-hmm. I'm completely open in my private life, my personal life. Everything is open there for the public and they can take as much as they want. And this comes through, you know, the movie. And,
yeah.
and it's not only me who cried, other people cried too. So I don't have an objective point of view.
What did you learn and take away from sitting there all of that time?
It changed my life, mm-hmm. definitely, because the performance became life itself, which I learned how much time we waste in unimportant things. I learned how incredibly important it is to focus. How I learned that time don't exist in presence. I learned that every human, I learned all about unconditional love. How that actually, through this kind of action, you can lift human spirit, which I think is the most important aim of art.
In the film, there's a scene where you're receiving an award and you read your manifest. The artist should not lie to himself or to others, should not steal ideas from other artists, et cetera, et cetera. I was wondering if you would talk about that more and tell us how you developed that manifest and what made you write it.
I don't know. You know, in what is happening right now, the art become more and more commodity, and the rich is enormous, abstract amounts of money. You can sell art, you can get rich through art, and somehow believe in the rules is main purpose. And I think that's why performance is so important, because it's so immaterial, same like music. It's a kind of work that you can't just buy and hang on the wall. You have to experience, you have to have direct contact, and really energetically can change you. And, you know, manifesto is the something very old-fashioned that needs to be told all over and over, especially to the young artists who see, you know, a way of making art to be rich and famous, which is not actually the reason. It's just a side effect. If this happens, it's fine. But it's not the aim of art. Art you're doing for different reasons. Art is like a breathing, like oxygen of society. Art really have to have lots of quality that every society can take the need, what it needs. And I think we somehow went away from all that. And I think that this kind of old values have to be said again and again and again. You know, artists have to go to solitude. Artists have to, you know, understand silence and stuff like that. And I made a very long manifesto, and I'm really happy to distribute it in lots of schools now, and people are reading, and I hope they will reflect on that.
You recently announced that you are developing an institute, the Marina Abramović Institute for the Preservation of Performance Art in Hudson, New York, which is right in our listening area. What do you hope to accomplish with your institute?
You know, the institute is a very important legacy that I want to leave, because when you die, what you can leave is just a good idea. This is my good idea. I'm not going to run the institute. I'm not going to direct it. I just have a concept and name. I'm going to be to remember that, you know, my name is because it's about performance, and because I give all my life to performance form of art. The rest of it, it's so multi-purpose. It's going to be first the definitely school for the public, which never been done in history ever, to public to learn how to see the performance art when it's something long durational. I'm creating something called Abramović method, and with right now I'm exercising this Abramović method in the Museum of Modern Art in PAC in Milano, and by end of June 8,000 people going to you know, the public itself, they're going to actually perform this Abramović method. Then after this, I want young, you know, students to have the workshops and learn about work. And I create this talk called Clean the House, when they really go in the nature and, you know, purify themselves in order to be able to have really clear ideas. And a part of this, I want to commission very known artists and less known in different categories, music, dance, film, the theater, the opera, the video, to do long-duration performance work, a long-duration work of art, because I really believe this is what makes huge change. Because right now we don't have time, so we have to create work who is timeless.
Marina Abramović, the artist is present, is screening at the Berkshire International Film Festival on Friday, June 1st at 7:30 p.m. at the Mahawi in Great Barrington, Massachusetts. Visit bifma.org or marinafilm.com for more information. bifma.org, BIFFMA.org, or marinafilm.com, MARINAFILM.COM. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.